Today's episode is brought to you by Emco Beauty. Affordable, luxe for less, and cruelty-free beauty with every product under $50. Amazing, right?
Does your brand or business want to reach thousands of mums in Australia or around the world? Well, the best way to let them know about what you have to offer is to jump into their ears right here with us on the podcast. That's right. We are an independent mum-run podcast. And if you think your brand would enrich the lives of our DLs,
or you just want your business shouted from the rooftop,
slide on into our inbox and let's talk about how you can partner with us to get your brand out there.
Yes, come and join the potty fam.
Email partnerships@wedonthavetimeforthis.com to talk turkey.
Hey bestie,
do you know what I don't have time for?
Oh my god, I love this podcast so much. You guys,
hey Mavs.
Hi Jen,
my name's Jen.
Do you know what I don't have time for this week?
Imposter syndrome.
Toddler sick.
Hello and welcome to Bestie Hotline.
Bring, bring.
I'm your host, Kate Revs, Reevesy, Robsy, Revs.
Ziddy doo da. Let me help you out there.
Along with my co-host,
Jamar.
From the gram.
Yeah, Jamar.
Jamar.
Yeah, why not?
It's Friday and aren't we a Friday feeling?
This is a very Friday vibe.
The wheels of the bus are falling off.
I'm feeling mad TFIF vibes. Yep. Saturday couldn't come soon enough, but here we are.
Here we are.
We made it. And I?
Yeah.
I'm going on holiday tomorrow.
Oh, girl.
Oh my God, I'm going to Bali, guys. I'm
so excited for you.
I could actually cry. Mm. You know, I've never been to Bali before.
I know, neither.
And I feel like it is a bogan Aussie rite of passage.
Absolutely.
Sorry, waiting for the DLs to be like, bogan, how dare you?
No, but we reclaim bogan.
Have we?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
From henceforth.
I don't think bogans say henceforth, but sure.
Why not?
Well, I hope you have a wonderful time. I'm not jealous at all.
Thank you.
Shall we see who called the bestie hotline today?
I think that's a sexcellent idea.
Hey, besties. I have a dilemma for you to turn into dilemonade.
A vernacular.
My husband and I can't agree on how much money the kids should get for pocket money.
Oh.
I personally wasn't given pocket money as a child. I just did things around the house because that's what was expected of me.
Mm.
But my husband was given $50 a week.
What?
Am I the only person who thinks that that's insanely outrageous?
No.
Personally, I think kids should just help out because they should help out. What do you guys think?
Ooh, first of all,
$50 in the 90s?
Yeah, that's full on.
Oh, that, maybe it was the 2000s. Whatever.
Doesn't
it's
matter.
Too much.
That is steep.
$50 a week.
Did you get pocket
Richie
money?
Richie rich. Yes.
And what did you get?
$20 in high school. A week.
$20 in high school. From year 7?
From year 9-ish.
Okay.
When were we allowed to go get lunch? Was it year 9?
Yeah, it was year 9.
Then that's when I started getting pocket money. It was $20 a week. And okay. I remember I could not buy lunch out every day with that. I had to ration it.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked like Thursday, Fridays to buy my lunch and loved it. But, you know, I didn't want for much. So let's not like, you know.
Yeah. No sob stories here.
No sob stories. I still got to like go get my hair done when I wanted and, you know, get new clothes. But yes, I did get pocket money. Do your kids get pocket money?
No.
Did you get pocket money?
Yeah. So mine was $50 a month.
A month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember on the first of every month, straight up in line, Mom,
hello.
It's the first of the month. And she'd be like, all right.
Make it rain, Phil.
And $50 doesn't go far.
No.
But I remember buying myself one treat every month up to the value of $50.
Right.
Like I didn't want to break it down and be like, all right, I'll buy that $10 item.
Oh,
and then
right.
Next week I'll buy another $10 item. I remember.
You wanted to do a big ticket item.
I did. And There was a boutique in Manly, actually. This is such a weird memory. It had like Splice vibes where it was sort of a beautiful curation of different fashion brands. And I remember buying a pair of earrings that were $49.95,
yep.
And I wore them to death.
Yeah. I remember the first thing I bought with my pocket money was a wallet from Kukai.
Oh, bougie.
It was green. It was leather.
I remember that wallet.
Oh, man, it was good.
It was like lime green.
No, it was like a really 70s green.
Oh, was it?
It like a silver bar across the front. I thought it was the fanciest thing I'd ever seen. And I had to save up a few to get that. And oh, my God.
We were the generation of lay-by. Do you remember lay-by?
Yes. I guess it's afterpay.
Yeah, it is.
So you don't get it. You have to wait till you've paid it off to pick it up.
Yeah, which is much better. I have problems with Afterpay.
Let those problems go.
Why?
It's great.
No, I disagree.
Why? What's wrong with Afterpay?
Because I believe in saving up for something.
But you're still saving up for it. You still got to pay it off.
Yeah.
And to not be charged the fees, you have to pay it off on time.
Revs, you are such a conundrum to me because you have declared on the podcast that you hate cafes where you have to pay for the meal at the end of a...
Because I don't want it then. I've
exactly.
It.
You're
I don't
like,
want
I've
it
eaten
anymore.
It. Why do I have to pay for it? So you would rather pay up front.
Yes.
So for me, the same principle applies with lay-by versus Afterpay.
No, that's just about being hungry. When I want something, I want it now.
Okay, hedonist.
And also, if you get paid monthly, which most of us do, it's a great way of kind of, you know, planning out your spending.
Yes, but it also requires self-discipline. And there are people who don't have levels of self-discipline when it comes to money.
That's on them to manage.
No, I know, but I think that sometimes banks who make so much money are enablers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For those people who aren't good at managing funds.
And
I think Afterpay is a real problem.
And businesses don't exist if they're not going to get something out of it. You know, it's not a charity. People must default on their payments and that's how they make their money and
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
They let companies like Afterpay chase them because they don't have to do the chasing. Like, I feel I have a real ethical stronghold on this one. No, I do.
No.
Look, I understand with big ticket item things.
Yeah, like furniture.
Yes, or like a TV, okay? Like, let's be nuanced about this.
Yeah.
When it's things like that dress I really want,
yeah.
So I'm going to whack it on Afterpay, I'm just like, with a little bit of planning, save up for it.
Yeah. What if you have something to go to and you don't have the cash flow to buy a $200 dress, but you can put $50 down, wear it today to that event and pay it off over the next few weeks as you get your paycheck? I think it's brilliant.
As long as it doesn't become this snowballing habit,
yeah.
But this is the problem.
That's how people get into trouble.
I know,
yeah.
But you forget about the addictive side of it where it's like instant gratification. I'll have it now and I'll pay for it later.
No. Because you, like, when I moved to another apartment last year and I had to furnish it, I put a bunch of stuff on Afterpay and woof, every month getting those notifications like your Afterpay is due tomorrow, your Afterpay is, it's not a snowball like that you do long term. It's like, okay, I need to clear my Afterpays before I do any more Afterpaying.
Yes, but I feel like that can breed anxiety.
Of course,
in people.
Yeah.
Like even hearing you say that, oh, you know, those notifications coming in reminding you.
But for me, it's better than outlaying a big lump in one go. I would prefer to spread it out. Feels more manageable.
Totally.
Yeah. It's
Whereas
a personality
it's
thing.
It's definitely a personality thing. I'm one of those people who would rather forecast and go, okay, I need X, Y, Z in that amount of time. Therefore, I'm going to save.
Yeah.
Backtrack X amount of months, save from there, have the amount ready to go, pay for it, and then enjoy it without the future stress of
but if you think about it, you have
payments.
A mortgage and that's essentially Afterpay.
But that's what I mean, Revs, about nuances. There's
right.
The big ticket items. Like if you had to furnish a house tomorrow, understandably, but then there's frivolous things where I feel like the Zoomer generation now are just like, whack it on Afterpay, think about it later, and run from a lot of their financial responsibilities.
Interesting.
And I think it's problematic.
Interesting take.
I've got a girlfriend who, I mean, look, my parents raised me and my brother to be terrified of credit cards. Almost to an unhealthy point.
90s vibe.
Yes.
Yeah, we were absolutely shit scared of credit cards.
Yes. And who'd have thunk it? My brother and I both ended up living in America where you have to have debt.
You have to have credit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have to have a credit rating, basically, for those who don't know. So in order to like rent a place, you have to prove that you have been able to pay off a credit card.
Yes. Capitalism at its finest.
My brother and I never owned credit cards. So then we had to suddenly start using a credit card. And, you know, we had to do a lot of internal work on that to overcome these feelings. And having a mortgage was a very stressy deal for me, but something that I've worked on. But back to my friend, she found herself in enormous debt because she paid for a holiday on a credit card.
Yeah.
And that holiday was $7,000. So I remember her saying to me, oh my God, I've got $10,000 for my upcoming trip. And I was like, $10,000? Like, we were 23 years old. I was like, $10,000? Fucking good on you for saving $10,000. Like, I'm so impressed. You know, at that stage of life, I was very much living week to week on my bar job wage. I remember celebrating her for being able to save so well. And she was like, yeah, I know, it's awesome. So I've got $7,000 on the credit card and I've got $3,000 in cash. And I was like, oh, so you've saved $3,000 and you're going to put the rest on credit. And she was like, yeah, but it's totally fine. Next minute, she has her holiday, has the best time. and then was crushed by the stress.
For like a year afterwards.
For a year, more than a year, babe.
Yeah, yeah. And, because it, and the interest and
the
blah, blah,
interest.
Blah.
And then fast forward to her 30, and she was like, I finally paid off $20,000 of credit card debt from that one holiday.
I hope it was fun.
Put on credit card.
Anyway, back to pocket money.
I find it fascinating that you can so casually laugh about this, and I think that's great, but for me it's
I don't casually laugh about it, but I think it's a privilege. It's a personality thing, and it's a privilege to be able to pay for something all in one go, and I think there is a place for things like afterpay.
Which is exactly what I was saying. Yeah. It's those big ticket and life items,
yeah.
But the frivolous shit, and I really feel that holidays are something that should be saved up for.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Oh, man. Can you afterpay a holiday?
I'm sure you can.
I would totally consider that.
Yeah. I've had afterpay reach out to me numerous times about implementing it into my business structure. And every time I say no, I don't want to be responsible for anyone ending up being in debt or being chased by debt collectors.
Yeah.
That's just my principle. And I'll die on that hill.
So pocket money.
Yes.
Because I know you really want your kids to understand the value of money.
Yes.
And we've kind of touched on this before. So are you going to do it?
Eventually.
Yeah.
I don't know when. They feel way too young right now. Like Rafa's 4 and Iggy's 2. Rafa is doing an activity at school where she's currently fundraising with her class.
For the penguins.
For the penguins of Manly. And it's really sweet. And they have a chores list and she has to make her bed, help me fold the laundry.
Cute.
Very unhelpful, but like whatever. It's cute and sweet. And, I give her a gold coin. But funny story. So they were due to deliver their chore donations.
Mm-hmm.
And Rafa had $7 that she had saved up to donate in a combination of gold coins and silver coins. Don't tell me why we have coins.
Yeah, where'd you get coins? Vintage.
No, I think we must have gone through our car and just found them on the floor, loose change. So we gave it to Rafa. We get ready to go to kindy and I'm like, babe, look, your puffer jacket has a zip. So why don't you put it in your pocket and zip it up and it's safe and then you can give it to your teachers. So we turn up to daycare and the teacher's like, oh, I'm collecting penguin money today. Rafa opens up a zip and pulls out $3. And I'm like, where's the other $4, babe? And no joke, she goes, well, I thought I'd give $3 to the penguins and then keep the rest so I can buy an ice cream. I was so embarrassed. I did that awkward like, oh, it's so silly. You're like, oh, she'll bring it tomorrow. And sure enough, the next day I was like, take your fucking $4 and put it in the penguin jar. Like, I don't want to be shamed as that parent where they're like, oh, the Rooney kids' parents only gave us $3. You know what I mean?
Rafi wanted an ice cream. Yeah, that Bubble O' Bill incoming. Oh my God, so good. Yeah, well, my kids get pocket money, but it's very ad hoc.
Okay, I was going to ask if you had a system.
So
I know you used to have the watch, which was a reward chart system with Isla. Do you guys still have that?
No, she's got a Fitbit now.
Okay.
But I do help them save up for things,
mm-hmm.
but if they're not saving up for something currently, they don't just get money to save. And I'm a big believer in you can have get your money, you do whatever you want, but you will learn very fast if you burn that on a hot chocolate that like it's gone and there's no money for something you can keep, you know?
Yeah.
So I let them do whatever they want with their money. I don't force them to save. They do each have a Spriggy account.
A Spriggy account, yeah. Yes.
So that just helps me because I never have bloody cash.
What age did you open a Spriggy account?
Last year.
And do they have one each?
They have one each.
Yep.
6 and 4 they were. So they got their Spriggies and it's an app and they can see how much they've got in their account. And it's quite good, although it's still very theoretical.
Right.
But that's the world they live in.
I know.
We don't really have cash anymore. So first of all, where would I get it? And then I've got to have cash.
Totally.
Hanging around.
I mean, it's kind of abstract, right?
Yeah.
Like cash as a kid. Like I remember I had a little purse.
Yes.
With a metal clasp.
Yes.
Where it was fabric.
Yeah.
And I used to take it everywhere with me. And I remember when we used to go to the UK to visit my nan, I would sit in front of the fire and count my pound coins. And just be very excited that
all
I could.
All of a twist.
No. But I just remember like.
Instead of the fire.
I definitely wasted all my pounds on food.
Yeah,
because I loved British snacks like hula hoops and penguins. So I have this real sort of connection to it. And
hula hoops, my God.
Do you remember hula hoops?
Feral. I hate the hula hoops.
What?
My kids love them too. And we lived in the UK. But no, I don't get it.
OG hula hoops and salt and vinegar hula hoops.
How about the fucking prawn cocktail?
Best.
Yeah, I knew you'd like
best. Those. Monster Munch, pickled onion, best.
So pretty.
Nothing compares.
So pretty.
Shut up. All my money went to that, okay? And I have no regrets. So if Teddy got his Spriggy account at 4, Raph's 4.
Yeah.
So is now the time?
I don't know. He got it because Isla got it.
Okay.
You know.
The younger kid grow up faster.
I couldn't give her one and not him. So, you know, he got one too. But there's not a lot in there. They've each got like 18.
And how do they earn money?
Chores.
Okay.
But I will be with our listener and say, I expect my kids to do certain chores just because they're part of the family.
Such as?
Such as clearing the table, putting their dish in the dishwasher, rinsing their cup out, putting that, you know, like dinner.
Yeah.
Dinner, breakfast, lunch, whatever. I do ask them to tidy up their room mm-hmm. and make their beds just for being part of the family.
Yep.
For rent.
So what are money earning chores?
If we're going to clean the whole house or fold laundry or we're having like a spring cleany day. Isla really likes cleaning the shower.
What?
She loves the grout scrubber.
Oh, no, I can see how that would be satisfying.
She really loves it. She could do it for hours. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll give you $2 for that.
Great.
Dusting, you know, things that are a bit more spring cleany. Nice. I would give them cash for. But that's kind of it. Like, we don't have a yard. So I don't have like yard work for them to do.
Oh, count your kids lucky. I remember having to
sweep.
Yeah, sweep, rake the leaves. Yeah, yeah, and I absolutely hated it. Because this was pre-iPhone days. I couldn't pop on a podcast. I probably had my Discman and it was really cumbersome. There was like no holder. It doesn't fit in a pocket.
The wire got in the way of your sweeping.
Yeah, it was problematic. Yeah. But yeah, I used to hate it. And it was my job to sweep.
I don't mind a sweep. But anyway, we don't have that. So we don't do that. But I will sometimes when we go around to my parents' house be like, got any chores? Teddy's earning money, you know?
Yeah, cute.
There's a bit more things to do.
Do you know what I'm excited about? The age when my kids do like a lemonade stand.
Oh, I know. How whimsical.
I just love it.
What if they use the wrong colours?
Oh, no.
Like, be real.
Can't be fluoro.
Like, what if they do? What if they dress up a heinous stand and put it out the front of your house?
I'll be really disappointed. You'll be upset. Sit them down and give them a lesson on branding.
Now, let me introduce you kids to Pinterest. Let's start with a colour palette.
That I really remember doing that as a kid and loving and not really charging people. No. Like sometimes I'd be like, you get a lemonade, you get a lemonade.
Would you buy Skanky's sidewalk lemonade? Would you?
I have.
Yeah.
In the neighborhood, I have a weird nostalgia for it. Yeah. But the problem I have now, like you, is I very rarely have cash on me.
Yeah, ever.
I mean, a kid isn't going to have a little Apple Pay beep beep thing.
A square.
Yeah. Imagine if they did.
They will soon.
Probably.
Yeah. They'll be like, you can just pay me via TikTok.
I wish there was a phone to phone tap payment. Yeah, that was
surely that's coming.
One would hope, right? Yeah, yeah. Like instead of us being like, hey, what are your bank deets? Are these still your bank deets? Like seems imagine outdated. If I could just pull up a little QR code and you scan it, type in the amount and it's
bump.
Yeah. Like, why aren't we there yet? Yeah, I feel like on, the US has Venmo.
Oh,
does
that
ring a bell? Mm-hmm. Seems much more efficient. Australia, keep up.
Keep up, guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree that there should be certain things you just do because you're part of a household.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I think dishes and beds, like, just don't be a slob.
They're everyday things.
Yeah, just get it
They
done.
Can't be making money off everyday things that they will do for the rest of their lives.
Because one day they'll move out and they'll be like, hey, where's my $2?
Yeah.
I put my dish in the dishwasher.
Yeah. I remember feeling that way when I left uni.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't have a schedule. I don't have classes to... I have to pay to do an acting class?
Yes.
Like, it was so weird.
Yes, full on.
Felt really lost without a rudder.
Yeah, totally. But good. Good, important step.
Absolutely. So, back to our DL.
Yes.
What is the going rate for pocket money? So pocket money is different. Is pocket money different to chore money or have we identified that chore money is
I think pocket money is like you get the same every week.
Okay.
No matter what.
Yeah.
But maybe you have to do certain things to get that.
Can we do a thought experiment?
Yes.
Let's pretend Isla's 16, Teddy's 14 and Raph is 13.
With inflation, it's going to be like $80.
Okay. But we're in the current state of the economy.
Yeah.
That's just the ages they are. They're at the age where they like to go out with their friends, maybe go to the movies, hit a bowling alley. I don't know if that's cool. What would they do these days?
Go down to the rumpus room and learn a TikTok dance.
Probs. Mm-hmm. How much money do you give them?
I feel like $20 a week is
fine. That feels sufficient to me as well.
But it feels like that would also run out real quick and they'd be asking for more.
How much is a movie ticket these days?
Yeah, like $18. But a week. $20 a week?
Yeah. For a treat to themselves.
Yeah, I don't know. Are we out of touch?
I don't know. I find it really interesting. We've got like this local, it's called Captain's Shop. And the other day I noticed two boys who looked about 11 and 12 riding to the captain's shop after school on their bikes. And one kid chose like a python, like super retro, and another kid chose like sour Coke bottles or something. And they pulled out coins.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, and they were really rationing. He was like, have you got 10 cents? Like they were sort of short. And I thought, oh, this is interesting. This feels really vintage.
Yeah. But yeah, I like it though.
Yeah, me too. Something very charming about it. It nostalgic. Very charming. It was that like knock three times on the ceiling. Sorry, on that topic, tangent alert.
What topic?
Now and Then.
Oh,
right.
The best movie ever.
Thank you. There is a show on Netflix called Now and Then.
What?
And it has nothing to do with Now and Then.
There's already a show called Now and Then, and it's an amazing movie starring Thora Birch.
Exactly. And Christina Ricci.
Yes.
Is it Ricci? Ricci?
Ricci? I had a poster of her on my wall when
Samesies.
I was little. From TV Hits.
Mine was a Casper.
Yes.
Yeah, TV Hits Casper poster.
Oh my God, that movie was life.
But how do you feel about these names of iconic shows being hijacked?
I guess they're not relevant anymore, Gem. And we old.
We're so old. Everything is cyclical. I'm not okay with it. No. And how are we in June, Rebs?
Look, I'm feeling existential now. You've broken it all down. You shit on my afterpay. You've told me it's June. I want to go to bed.
Yeah, can I come and tuck in with you?
Yes.
Let's just sleep off the rest of the year.
Guys, add some voddy to your delimonade.
Yeah.
Voddy with a potty.
Yeah. And just drink yourself.
Just sail on into the weekend.
Yeah.
On a high vibe. Stay warm.
It's cold outside.
Stay warm. Hope you got something fun planned. I'm just feeling depressed now.
Look, it's TFIF vibes, and we're going to sign out as such.
Yeah, I think it's time to cut us off.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
We love you.
Ad break.
Got to keep the lights on.
Hey, Jem, want to play a game?
Do I ever not want to play a game?
Okay, if you lost your makeup bag, what are the three MCO Beauty products you would immediately repurchase?
Flawless Glow Luminous Skin Filter.
Okay, they didn't even hesitate.
Well, it's my first step. Primer, concealer in one.
And it creates that dewy finish that we love.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so number two would be the Super Glow Bronzing Drops.
Knew it. Called it.
I mean, I love the Sun-Kissed Bronze look, obviously. Especially as we're going into the cooler months, Rebsy.
It's so hydrating.
Yep. And my last pick would be...
Extend Lash Mascara.
Ah, of course. My fave.
Well, it's everyone's favourite tubular mascara, actually.
So DLs, head into Chemist Warehouse, Woolworths, Big W, or jump online to mcobeauty.com to stock up on all of their cult faves.
And check out their new products today.